evening. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you're joining me today because, well, I think you already know as my audience that there is an attack on our farming industry. And did you know there was an Amish farmer who sells raw milk to his customers from his farm? The federal government's now getting involved and trying to tell him he cannot do so anymore. Yeah, that's happening right here in America. The attack on farmers across our nation, but more importantly around the world, is happening right here. You can do something about it by just speaking up. But joining me today is Dr. Wolfson. He's a cardiologist, and you might wonder, like, how does he tie in to the Amish case? Well, on today's episode, we're going to get into that, on how a cardiologist got involved in the fight for a farmer for his freedom to sell raw milk products to clients, to customers, because the federal government's trying to shut down this man's livelihood, and I'm just not okay with that. You know, 2% of farmers feed all of us. If they take that 2%, what are we going to be left with eating? Well, that's on today's show, so please like, share, and subscribe. And if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor, and the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate to help support our program, or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. Find me in those locations. But I wanted to make sure you knew about this amazing deal that's going on right now, because Mike Lindell has a $25 extravaganza sale. I just bought some stuff, and I saved over $115. His towels are phenomenal, and you cannot get a six-piece towel set for $25 at Walmart. It does not exist. You need to go check out his $25 sales going on. You could get some pillows for $25, a six-piece towel set for $25, and so much more. And the cool thing is, when you go to Amber May Show, no, that's me, when you go to mypillow.com/Amber, you're going to get all those sales that are going on, plus free shipping. So when you use promo code Amber, not only are you going to get those $25 deals, but you're going to get free shipping on top of it. So go to mypillow.com/Amber and use promo code Amber check out. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Wolfson. Like I told you, folks, I am so excited to interview Dr. Jack Wolfson. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
No, it's a pleasure, Amber, a fellow Phoenician. We're currently not located in Phoenix, but I know you are, and our office is there, and love the Valley of the Sun. And again, I'm so happy to be able to share this information with people. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, I love doctors that believe that can use both natural remedies and also Western medicine. And from what I understand about you, that's what you do in your practice. You add the Western medicine when it's needed, but you do try and have a holistic approach and add a lot of natural remedies to your practice. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, I'm definitely very holistic and naturally minded. I'm a pharma last person as opposed to pharma first, which is how I was trained and how most medical doctors are. Mm-hmm. And then there's even a lot of holistic practitioners or people who advertise themselves as holistic and natural, but they tend to reach for pharma way too early in the cycle as well. God bless the men and women who work in emergency rooms and trauma centers. We need them. But for the prevention, treatment, and reversal of chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, overweight, cancer prevention. Like the medical system has nothing. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. And I should know, I was basically born into the medical matrix, so I would know.
You know, I want to get into the farming attack that's happening in the Amish community here in the Valley, but here in our country. But I want to ask you first this question. What kind of geared you towards the natural approach? I mean, you go to medical school, you're being traditionally trained in Western medicine. How did you go from being Westernly trained to adding or incorporating a lot of natural remedies in your practice?
Well, it sounds cliche, but in my case, it's true. Behind every great man is a great woman. And it is the woman who I met in 2004 who opened up my eyes to health and wellness, what it means to really be healthy and well. She pulled me out of the medical matrix, the medical paradigm that I was trained into. I was, like I said, I was born into it. My father was a cardiologist. I became a cardiologist. Unfortunately, my father was sick and dying of a Parkinson's-like illness. The Mayo Clinic had no idea why and no treatment. And then I meet this 29-year-old chiropractor, and she's got all the reasons why my father's sick and dying. So what she said made perfect sense. I changed my personal life, the way that I lived. I changed the way that I practiced, and eventually I would leave the big medical group, but I owe it all to that woman. She would eventually become my wife. We've got 4 children and 6 goats, 5 chickens, and a rescue golden doodle, and more animals to come. So yeah, that's what my story is. So I guess I'd like to say that I know the ins and outs of the medical system after being a hospital-based cardiologist for over 10 years in the biggest group in the state of Arizona, and then now, of course, over 10 years as a holistic cardiologist.
So something crazy is going on in our country. They are trying to attack our food supply. I spoke to ranchers a few weeks ago. My kids went to Ranchers for Kids or Kids for Ranchers or something like that. And the ranchers were speaking to us and saying how it was kind of shocking to me. I know we didn't have like a tremendous amount of farming, but I didn't think we had only 2%. They told me we only have 2% of farmers left in our country. There was a time in our nation when most people farmed, but now it's down to 2%. And I'm thinking, how is 2% feeding the 100%, and like all of us? How is 2% of people feeding all of us in the United States? Just doesn't make sense. Then you know Bill Gates, he's buying a lot of farmland. We know China's trying to buy a lot of farmland, and God bless all the state legislators across the nation that are trying to ban foreign countries from owning land here in the United States. So we go back to like the Pennsylvania area, I'm guessing, and there's a man named Amos Miller, and he is a member of the Amish community. I want you to tell me what happened to him recently.
So all your points are all fantastic, and this is a great call to arms for people to wake up and realize what's happening to our farmland. The reason why there's so few on a percentage basis of farmers is because if you think about the agricultural belt, where I'm from in Chicago, and you think about the state of Illinois and Iowa and Nebraska, and just all of these states that are just plowed under for mega fields, just thousands and thousands of square miles of corn and soy. And that's not very labor intensive. You just need machinery. I mean, it's all GMO, it's all genetically modified foods, it's all pesticide riddled, and it's all automated with just massive, processes that minimize the labor that is necessary to do so. So that's how you have so much quote unquote food production, but it's not food. And the government knows that. And so does Bill Gates and the Chinese and everybody else who's trying to do that. And it's interesting because there are also these conglomerates from around the world, countries from around the world. They're trying to buy up our water supply. Mm-hmm. So actually in buying up the land, they're buying up a lot of the water supply. And what they're doing, they're taking that food and that water, mm-hmm, and exporting it back to their countries. This is very, mm-hmm, common in Middle East countries that are doing this as well. Okay.
Yeah, to your point, Saudi Arabia has been doing that to Arizona for a long time. To my knowledge, that finally came to an end. but they have been draining our water supply. Saudi Arabia has been draining our water supply for decades in Arizona. So I just wanted to share, to your point, you are 100% on target.
And the amount of people who know that, really, it's just, you know, it's because people have said, well, you know, there's a water crisis in California and stuff. And believe me, there definitely is a lot of waste, you know, that's going on. And I think that we really need to look at a lot of things. I'm a libertarian. I'm a freedom guy. But in this sense, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it unbridled capitalism or crony capitalism, where people are able to purchase the land, steal the water, steal all the nutrients and take it to other places. Clearly, this whole construct needs a lot of revising on how that all happens. But, you know, the Amos Miller and the Amish situation is just a microcosm of what's going on globally. But this is a clear situation where the government, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, that employs hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are absolutely useless. They're intelligent people. I'm not saying that they're not. They're intelligent, well-educated people, but they're obstructive. And when you are obstructive and it's your job to be obstructive, then that's what you do. So the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture slapped an injunction on this Amish farm. The Amish farm supplies thousands of people in their community and across the country with their dairy products. So Amos Miller does not want to get a permit to sell, because with a permit, you have to acquiesce to the demands of the government. And also, the government permit limits what Amos Miller can do. So Amos Miller can sell raw dairy, but he can't sell raw butter and raw cream and raw yogurt and raw kefir. And that is what so many people demand. And so when I was a medical expert on behalf of Amos Miller in the trial against him, there were hundreds of sworn testimonial affidavits from people who are getting just total healing and health benefits from the food from Amos Miller. But the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, you know, basically it was a matter of, this is the law of the state of Pennsylvania that says you have to have a permit. So therefore Amos can't sell permit now, or can't sell in Pennsylvania. Now it was interesting though, that based on that technicality, Amos is able to sell out of state. And we get the stuff delivered to our house in Colorado all the time. I am the paleo cardiologist. I'm a believer in free range grass fed meats, wild seafood, nuts, seeds, eggs, avocados, living like our ancestors did as hunter gatherers. And it really was not a big dairy existence after we had our mother's milk. But there's definitely a lot of medicinal benefits. I think that there is good value to dairy, especially when it's in the raw.
Okay, well, now explain the raw thing to my audience, okay? Because, you know, all of us have been taught and maybe indoctrinated. I don't know. Maybe it was needed at one point. Maybe it's still okay to pasteurize your dairy. So why is it so great to have the raw milk? Aren't there bacteria that could really upset our body and harm us? I mean, talk to me about that aspect of it.
Yes, so many different facets here. So let me say this. So most dairy, of course, when you buy it, it's pasteurized and homogenized. In a lot of cases, they boil the dairy, they kill off the enzymes, they change the vitamins, they change the fat structure. So it changes a lot of the healing and health benefits of it. When you drink your mother's breast milk, of course, it's raw milk. And if you go up to an animal and like a cow, you know, would drink raw milk from its mother, so on and so forth. It's natural. It's got living bacteria, it's got fungus, it's got enzymes, it's got proteins and fats and vitamins in the perfect way that nature intended. Now big box corporations come in and they change that. They change it under the guise of safety, but it also changes shelf life. You can store it, you know, for a long period of time and put it up on a shelf in a grocery store where it sits, you know, for several months, and therefore transport it. It's all, like everything, it's all about the money. Now, over 100 years ago in the Chicago stockyards, for example, it was a very sick place. And definitely there needed to be some improvements. Now, whether or not that would come from private situations or would come from government oversight in that area or a combination thereof, there were very unhealthy practices of raising animals at that time in those areas. Now, of course, if you were on the farm in Missouri in 1905 and getting raw dairy, you were amazing, because if you free-range grass-fed these cows, it will lead to healthy milk. It's not going to make us sick. And by the way, those bacteria, they lead to a healthy gut microbiome, bacteria in our gut. So we want all that. So we don't want to drink homogenized, pasteurized, change products. And then listen, Amos Miller and all these other farms, they make you sign informed consent. Okay, so you have to be a member of their community. You sign the documentation that says, I know there's risks. So now you know that there's risks. You've been informed, just like if you were going to have your gallbladder removed, they're typically they're going to tell you, right? You have to sign a form that says, we've informed you of the risks of this procedure. So now the buyer has been made aware. But in the case of Amos Miller, when you talk to 100 other people, or even the person who referred you, and everybody is doing great, nobody's complaining, nobody's suing Amos Miller for bad milk. So nobody's getting hurt, except for, you know, again, who's getting hurt? To the people who are benefiting from this milk.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
I'm Abe Hamadeh, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, friends. Are you looking for a financial planner you can trust? Well, look no further than EPS Wealth Management. I work with a wonderful team of individuals, and my part in the team is the marketing director and one of the insurance professionals. Our investment strategy works in an up or down market, and actually works harder for you in a down market. So we have an income-based approach versus a growth-only approach. If you are interested in a strategy that's going to work harder for you, even in a down market, are you looking to own some gold and silver? Well, look no further than EPS Wealth Management, because we can lock in some great pricing for you and have it shipped right to your house hassle-free. How would you like to have a pension income for life? It's a great complement to income-based investing in the stock market, and the whole thrust is more income in retirement than you need and can easily spend, so you can do the things you've always dreamed of doing and be able to help others in need and leave a legacy for your family. Income also doubles during times of health problems, with where long-term care events occur, like dementia, cognitive impairment, having trouble getting in and out of bed. And even if you spend your account down to zero, your basic income will continue as long as you live. So if any of this financial planning is of interest to you, give us a call. Check us out at iloveeps.com. That's iloveeps.com, and let them know Amber sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Every time it seems like big government steps in to quote unquote save the day, they end up hurting more than they help. So it looks like there's an attack from the federal government on raw milk and private farms just doing what private farms do, sell their product. I mean, this seems like a blatant attack to me on the farming community, especially in the Amish community.
Well, get this, as you know, Amber, right? You can go anywhere now. You can buy marijuana. You can smoke marijuana. You can eat marijuana. You can chew marijuana gummies. You can go drink all the booze that you want. You can go smoke all the cigarettes you want. You can eat all the sugar and all the artificial crap that we know is poison. You can slug down plastic, you know, and all these things that are known to absolutely kill people. But here's the government coming in and say, you can't sell raw dairy. We got to protect you. This is, you know, again, it's so out of control. And again, you know, and what I like to tell people too, because this kind of goes back to COVID, for example, listen, if you want to drink raw milk, you should be able to drink raw milk. You want to smoke marijuana? Okay, smoke marijuana. You want to, you know, inject yourself with an experimental, you know, poison courtesy of Pfizer and Moderna? Go ahead. You can't make me do it. That's against my freedom. You can't make me do that. But if you choose to do that or poison your children, that's entirely up to you. But you're not going to make me do that.
You know, so, Dr. Wilson, you brought up a really good point about the vaccines. And I'm kind of really sad. I think we need to talk about this, especially because you're a doctor. They've really contaminated the blood supply. If you and I get in a car accident and we're rushed to the emergency room and we're bleeding profusely and we need a transfusion, now there's a high likelihood we've just been injected with the mRNA drug because the blood supply has been contaminated because they have, quote unquote, vaccinated most of the population now. So the chance now of you getting... And talk to me about this because what I understand about body chemistry and replication is so our cells are constantly replicating. And now with the mRNA, now the mRNA is being replicated in our cells. So if I go take like some blood from a blood transfusion, don't I have even more of the mRNA than just the initial shot if I were to get that blood transfusion?
Well, I think overall, what I would say to this question is we just don't know the ramifications of the entire process. We should have the freedom to ask all these questions, and we should have the freedom of discovery to find out the answers. And we should have the freedom on social media platforms to engage in these conversations. But the nuances of if you get a blood transfusion from someone who got the COVID shots 2 years ago, is there any remnant of the mRNA shot that they injected? So what the mRNA did was that the mRNA sent signals to the cells to make a lot of spike, allegedly, this is what it does. The mRNA shot increases the production of spike protein, leading to an infinite number of spike proteins, and therefore your immune system would attack it. Therefore, allegedly, if you came in contact, this is how vaccines are supposed to work, that if you came in contact with a virus with this spike protein, well, your immune system would be primed and ready to attack it. So what's floating around the bloodstream after 2 years or after, you know, 2 minutes? We have no clue. We have no clue what's there. Is there mRNA? Artificial still in the bloodstream? Who knows? Is there spike protein still in the blood? Who knows? We just don't know. But to your point, it's we're not really going to be given the choice in that emergency situation. In that scenario, again, I mean, if I needed blood, I would take the blood.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Although some people wouldn't, I understand that, but. It's just one of the main problems kind of going on. This is one of the many problems going on today in the medical world.
Because it just really hit me hard to think that, wow, my choice was not to take it. Of course, a lot of people were forced to take it, do this or lose your job, do this or this. And significant things that would scare anyone into being coerced into taking the jab, which is terrible. We should never have forced populations to take especially an experimental drug to that scale. And so now, like, it really hit me hard because I had a family member recently lose a lot of blood and they were on the brink of getting a transfusion. So far, luckily, their primary care doctor was able to kind of help them up their blood supply, their hemoglobin, but they're still at risk if it drops any lower. So they're on the healing process. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, wow, how could this affect our, I mean, the ramifications of what just happened in our lifetime. Now they've, they've contaminated the blood supply. And that really upsets me, because any of us at any point in time might be victims to that just because of, you know, accidents. Things can happen. You know, women giving birth and just bleeding profusely from giving birth, or whatever could happen that is unexpected, you know. So that to me just really, truly, truly bothered me about this whole mRNA thing. But going back to the raw milk, I saw this tweet and I had to share it. I couldn't believe it. Okay, so it says, scientists sounding major alarms, warning the bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID-19 developing, could result in fatalities and up to half of those infected. And then here we go. CDC issues advisory on raw milk.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all of a sudden this attack on raw milk. So they go after the farmer in an Amish community to attack the raw milk. And now the CDC, who I definitely don't trust, is going after the raw milk, which makes me think the raw milk is probably really good for me. If the CDC is attacking it, then my first instinct is like, oh, I should probably be drinking raw milk.
What do you think? Myself as a medical expert, what I was talking about is, we know that people who consume raw dairy have a lower risk of asthma and allergies and what's called atopic diseases, you know, eczema and stuff like that. Well, those people have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you consume raw dairy, you have a lower risk of allergies, asthma, and other what's called atopic diseases. Therefore, you will have a lower cardiovascular risk, the number one killer worldwide. So we should be embracing raw dairy as opposed to shunning raw dairy. We should be encouraging more raw dairy farmers to get out there and do it the right way. And that's what, you know, that's ultimately what we're looking for. And I toured Amos Miller's place. I toured the farm. I was just there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And what they did, of course, is that by shutting down the farm, now his family loses their livelihood. The community of which he supports and people who work on the farms and other associated farms, they lose their livelihood. That's what it is. Now, what do? They, again, if they're dairy farmers, they're pushed into the agricultural complex. And we should always view things in the mind of follow the money, because the pharmaceutical companies, whether it was COVID and all these other things, it was all about money at a minimum, potentially something much more sinister underlying all of it. Again, and I don't want to digress too far on this call, but, you know, again, just at the very least, it's a money grab. The COVID shot was a pure money grab. What's going on right now in Ukraine, what's going on in Israel, it's all about money. It's all about the military complex, just like COVID was all about the pharma complex. And then now, again, you get into raw dairy. And again, you may be fully supportive. That was my wife. She said to say hello. You may be fully supportive of one particular, you know, law, you know, versus another. But the problem is, whenever you give the government the freedom to be able to take our rights, the next time you may not be in favor of what they're trying to do. So, you know, again, that's what we're looking at.
So let's talk about Big Pharma, for instance, because Big Pharma seems to be controlling doctors. You know, in California during COVID, there was some laws that were being passed that were going to silence doctors from speaking to their patients about adverse effects of COVID and the shot. I mean, if we can't go to our doctors and have these conversations to get good medical health decisions, where can we go? Because I don't know if you realize this, but many medical journals are now censoring what was once a doctor who was very well published in their field of expertise, are now being censored from medical publications for things that they've discovered. Now, if these doctors who have discovered something that could help other doctors, that's why you publish your findings, right? Then they've just really hurt everyone across the nation, the world, because if these doctors discovered something that could help me in my health, I mean, where does this end? I mean, so let's talk about that for a little bit, because you know a lot about the big pharma controlling medical doctors.
Well, just look at the medical journals. I mean, the medical journals, there's an article and then there's an advertisement, an article and an advertisement, multiple advertisements, just like mainstream media, CNN and Fox or anybody else. It's all controlled by their advertisers, and pharma is they're not a researching company. They don't invent anything. They're just a marketing arm, to sell products is what it is. And of course, you know, with that, you control the doctors, control the medical schools, control the hospitals, control the insurance industry. It's been going on since the early 1900s. The Rockefeller Institute, the Flexner Report, all those things that got rid of holistic medicine. And people, again, they better wake up, you know, wake up to the fact that the farmland's being bought up, the water's being bought up. It's all just controlled by, you know, the globalists, the people who control everything, what's going on, whatever you want to call them, the cabal, the deep state, the money people who actually run this world. And we, the people, have to really rise up, you know, for our freedoms.
Yeah, I'm glad that the people in the farmers in Europe are finally standing up against the people trying to take their farmlands. They're destroying livelihood. What are we going to eat? Oh, yeah, that's right. Bugs. They want us to literally eat bugs. I'm sorry. I don't want to eat bugs. God made cows for me to eat. I want to eat a cow. I'd rather eat that than bugs. You know, the attack. They're going to eat the beef all day long while we eat the worms and the crickets and all the bugs that they want to put into our food supply. I mean, they're killing us health-wise, also putting the mRNA into our food supply. Now, Texas just passed a law that they're going to finally label what foods have been injected into the mRNA. So now not only are pharmaceuticals going after us with the commercials, but they're now going after our food supply. So where are we supposed to turn to? Isn't this insane?
Well, what we do is we eat a lot of bison. We eat a lot of free-range, free-roaming bison that are unvaccinated bison. That's what we eat. And actually, we sell encapsulated products as such. So we eat a lot of bison. We eat a lot of bison organs. We eat a lot of seafood, you know, from obviously, you know, wild in the sea. But they're making it pretty difficult on us. And and really, I think that the raw dairy situation just allows the open door to control all the other things. So, okay, well, now we got rid of the raw dairy. So, you know, there's been enough studies that say that eating meat is bad and eating meat causes cancer and heart disease, according to our studies that we believe, not the other studies and not, you know, human nature and wisdom and ancestral living and how we've got here after millions of years. But so therefore, we're going to ban meat. And like you said, we're going to all eat insects. We're going to all be vegans. We're going to all eat pea protein and soy. And soy continues to turn, you know, little boys into little girls and has all kind of hormonal-like effects. And, you know, that's where this world is going. Unless really, I think in a lot of ways, unless, you know, a miracle happens, unless people stand up, the other side is so powerful. And our side is, you know, people are asleep. They're just stupid. They're just stupid cows. You know, not the cows are stupid because cows are beautiful animals. But, you know, they're just going around just like eating their crap, drinking their booze, smoking the cigarettes, watching the Netflix while everybody else is taking over. While Bill Gates and his cronies, they're buying up all the land and they're taking all the water and they're controlling the food and they're causing hyperinflation and they control the power grid and they'll shut everything down and you'll be sitting there like, duh, what happened? Where's all my food and water? And I and all I can stream is Netflix. You know, there was a commercial I remember from a few years ago from I believe it was Quest, and there it was like a Ride the Light was their campaign. It was about some post-apocalyptic future where somebody comes into like rent a hotel room, you know, whatever, and they're like looking for amenities in the hotel, and they're like, we got no food, we got no water, but we've got every single cable station that's ever been produced. You can watch anything, hear anything on our media, but we have no food and no water. That's what it's going to. And ultimately what will happen is, of course, is that if you refuse the next COVID shot, then they'll take away the rights, you know, of you to have their food and their water that they controlled. Real quick, I've just gone on the stream of consciousness. I know you just talked, you know, showed that little clip about the next the next thing. The World Health Organization has already said it. Disease X is going to be 10 times worse than COVID. They've already told us that. Bill Gates told us that in the World Economic Forum in October of 2019. They said a pandemic is we have to prepare for it because it's going to come. And it came 3 months later. Now they're telling us the same thing. And whether or not it'll be a bogus virus or it'll be a power, based on, they'll shut down the power based on global warming or something, some other there, or they'll introduce a cyber attack that'll shut everything down. Something's coming and you better be prepared.
Well, I think to your point, we saw an example of a cyber attack of the boat that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge that is a critical infrastructure to that area of the world because a lot of ships have to go through that to give goods and services. Semi-trucks need to pass through that stretch of bridge so that they can speed up time on deliveries because now there's a big workaround and now they have to travel really far and take more days and hours just to get to places to deliver the goods and services. So I do see that happening. And I think it was Henry Kissinger that said, if you control the food, you control the people. And food is obviously a necessity. We all need food to survive. We can't live without food. And they are controlling the food everywhere you look at it. In Cuba, it is illegal for them to fish for lobster. If they get caught with lobster, something God created that was put in the ocean for us to enjoy, they could be put in jail or prison for eating lobster. And they're forbidden from eating any beef. So when these people flee, you have to ask yourselves, why are so many Cubans fleeing their country? Don't you think they would stay if they had a wonderful government that was benevolent, that had freedoms? Don't you think those people would stay in their country if they weren't being attacked, if their food supply wasn't being attacked, if they weren't so dirt poor? Of course they would. It's a beautiful island, but the fact is they're trying to flee from people controlling their food supply, making them poor. So the ultra wealthy, I guarantee you get to eat steak and lobster. I mean, I listened to this video of this man who fled from Cuba on a ship, a makeshift ship, a ship he made. And he said, well, if I die getting to America, at least I died free. He was willing to risk his life and he was okay with it because he was no longer going to live under the communist control. And then he made some friends here in the United States. Eventually, he joined the military. But he said his first experience in the United States when someone took him out to eat and he could eat a hamburger, he was in tears and he couldn't even finish it all. It was so big and plentiful. He was in tears because he fled a country that would put him in prison for eating a hamburger.
Well, that's the problem, with the, totalitarians and, the communists and whatnot, whenever there's government control, because the populace does one thing and then the other people do another, the communists, the leaders of the party, like you said, they're eating lobster, they're eating meat, just like Gavin Newsom in California was going out to the French Laundry, one of the finest, allegedly, restaurants in the world. I ate there. I thought it was shit, but years ago. And here's Gavin Newsom, during the lockdowns, he's having a big party over there. He's drinking his fancy wine. No one's wearing masks. He's eating fancy food, but everybody else, they got to stay on lockdown. So it's so typical, but you know what? He doesn't care. He's laughing in your face. They're all laughing in your face at all times. Fauci, during the whole thing, he's at a Washington Nationals baseball game and he's got his mask down below his chin. It's a joke. They're laughing at you and they're laughing at all the sheep that sit along and go along with it.
Yeah. And then to your point with the electricity, they're trying to bring us down to a third world country because you and I both know that wind and solar isn't a viable alternative to coal, to nuclear, to however they produce power. It's gasoline. It's not a viable alternative because it's not sustainable. It depends on if it's cloudy. It depends on if it's windy. If there's a lot of factors that go into it. And we saw in Texas like a year ago, a lot of people went out, didn't have heat in the wintertime because I think it was wind power. It just stopped working. And so all these people had blackouts. So they're attacking the energy system saying that, oh, we have to be carbon neutral. Doctor, isn't everything made out of carbon?
Everything certainly, from life is made out of carbon. That's for sure. And, there's so many different issues in there because, listen, at the end of the day, I mean, we do have to, some of these oil companies and stuff like that, they totally destroy the environment in a total wanton way. We have to keep an eye on what they're doing. And I'm not sure what the answers are in the situation is, but again, the whole idea of the government knowing what's best for us, is certainly as to how we, lead our lives, how we spend our time with our family, with our friends, what we consume. There's so many flaws in the system, but most importantly, I think we need the freedom to have these discussions. We have to have these discussions. People should want to engage in these discussions. I want to hear your point. You want to hear my point, and let's see what we can come up with. Certainly the way things are going right now, you better be prepared for the next one. It just happened before. It's going to happen again. These people mm-hmm. want absolute control so they can sit at the top and they go to the French Laundry and they eat the lobster, but you won't. You'll be eating bugs.
Yeah, it's true. That's why this idea and why I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention of the Amish farmer who was getting attacked for selling raw dairy. And you said it yourself. He had people sign waivers. They were willing to take on the supposed risk of drinking and consuming raw dairy. And you know what? If a grown adult wants to do that and they know the risk, they should be able to do that. Don't we say that with people who are transgender? If they're an adult and they know the risk and they want to do that, are we going to stop them? I mean, they're an adult. I mean, children are different. I think they should wait till they have maturity and make that decision for themselves because, the worst thing to do is if you went along with an immature mind and the immature mind is saying, Mom and Dad, I want to change my gender. And then you do that and now they're sterile and someday they want to have kids. That might come back to bite them someday. And that might make some rifts within the family because the kid will be like, well, you were the parent. You should have known. So, I mean, it goes, if you're an adult and you want to drink raw milk and you know the risks, you should be able to, and the government shouldn't be in the way of that. And it starts with something small, like during COVID, it was something small, like everyone needs to put a mask on. Okay, that sounded small and simple. And then it was like, everyone needs to be 6 feet apart. And then it was, now you can't go over to your neighbor's house during the holidays. And now, it kept growing and growing and growing. So they take the frog, they boil it slowly so that the frog doesn't realize it's being boiled to death. So they take something small and then they keep growing. So if you give an inch, believe me, they're going to take that mile. And, you talk about some stuff. So let's talk about some heart stuff. Because one of the things that you talk about often is statins, and they give a false sense of security. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so statin drugs are the biggest selling class of pharmaceuticals of all time. Lipitor itself is the number one selling drug of all time. And those pharmaceuticals, they're absolute poison on so many different levels. With the side effects and ultimately the destruction of the body from the drug. But that being said, it's not even beneficial. The literature that statin drugs are helpful. Again, all this is put together by the pharmaceutical industry. All the studies are contaminated. They're all lies. But even taking them on face value, there's a very minimal benefit. So it's not about how do we reduce someone's heart attack risk over the next year from 3% to 2.8%. It's about how do we reduce it to 0%. Pharma doesn't do that. And I think natural holistic approaches get pretty darn close to 0%. So the pharma's, the statin drug industry, the cholesterol reduction industry, the cardiovascular procedures industry, it's I mean, you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. Pharma in general is a $1.5 trillion industry. Medicine, Medicare, all these things that are clearly going to bankrupt this country. And nobody cares because nobody talks about real preventive strategies to help people. Like we said, right? They can smoke marijuana, smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, eat all kinds of crap, but they're going to go after, you know, raw dairy is the play. And yeah, people better wake up. They better stop trusting their medical doctors. They better start asking questions of their medical doctors. If they don't like the answers, if they don't like, the confrontation of what that is, then find somebody else. There's a lot of holistic practitioners out there. There's more and more of us coming online. Start with your chiropractor. Ask your local, you know, doctor of chiropractic to kind of, you know, guide you on the path to health and wellness. Because in many cases, they're very good at doing so. And of course, online, there's so many, you know, possibilities of what you can learn, whether it's from my website, my book, or, you know, thousands of others, you know, who are really cheerleading the same message. Let me tell you one more thing, too, you know, back to the transgender thing. My son, you know, both my we've got two boys, 16 and 11, and then two girls, 6 and 3. And the 11-year-old, he's in a and the 16-year-old, they're both in rock and roll bands. And one of the people in my 11-year-old band, he's 9 years old, and he comes to band one day and he announces to the group that he's bisexual.
9 years old.
And my son came home. I mean, first of all, I mean, I don't even know how to answer that because our kids are homeschooled, unschooled. You know, we just have fun and just hang out. And it's not that my kids are oblivious to what's going
right on.
But how does an 11-year-old deal with a 9-year-old who comes in and says they're bisexual? And any parent, I don't know the parents, I don't know what the language was, but this is what the kid comes in and saying, and you just want to shake this kid and be like, you're asexual, you're 9, man, you're not interested in men or women, you're interested in finding candy, like that's what you want to do, like you're finding candy and you're, you know, whatever else kids want to do, they want to run around outside and play or whatever, you know, again, what kids do. But My older son, he was at a Waldorf school, and there was 15 total kids in the class. When my son was also 11, two of the 15 children in the class identified themselves in an opposite gender. And I mean, again, I mean, I feel for the parents and I feel for the children because this is all a construct of society leading children, you know, in that way. Society in many ways, the chemicals, the toxins, the pollutants, the diets, everything is against the children. And I'm supportive of their freedoms. But at the same time, like you said, yeah, you know, this this whole identity thing, like, let's wait till we go through puberty to start talking about what our interests are.
No kidding. At 9 years old, I had no desire whatsoever. The only thing I cared about was playing with my friends. You know, what is mom going to make for dinner? Going to school, doing my homework. Those are the things that was concerning to me. But one thing, when you want to bring in communism, you have to destroy the nuclear family. And that's one way you could do that. Just confusing children. What are they? You know, bringing sex into their life. I mean, now sex is on TV, like full on porn is on TV. It's almost hard to avoid it because there was a time and place in America TV where like a married couple couldn't even share the same bed. And then they shared the same bed. I saw the progression. I saw it as a child. In sex scenes, the couple would kiss, they'd pan up. And then they'd pan down and the couple was in bed and that's it. That's all you saw. They were in bed. And then it progressed to like, okay, now we're not panning up and they're in bed. Now they're making out in bed. And now it's like full on nudity. And they want kids to see this because the maturity, you can't mature. There's a reason why all that is for grownups because there's a maturity level to sexuality. And then they start confusing kids about their gender and start bringing that into the school system. It's like the attack on children is so crazy. It's like keep them innocent for as long as possible because all that stuff they can deal with as grownups. I mean, let them be young. Let them be play. Let them not have worries of what you and I have to worry about on a daily basis because someday they're going to have to face that. So let them just be children. But it's just not what's going on in the world today. It's just insane. Just insane.
Yeah, no, I would agree. You know, again, it's a tough world right now, tough world to live in. You know, listen, is it better than Cuba? You know, I mean, I've never been to Cuba, so I don't know. But let's just say that, you know, this country was founded on certain principles, and we need to keep those principles in mind. We need to always value the Bill of Rights and our freedoms. And really, since the day the Bill of Rights were announced in the U.S. Constitution, they've been chipping away at our liberties. Mm-hmm. And it's day by day by day, it's going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where it all goes. And, you know, listen, with God above, God will take care of us. You know, again, as of right now, it's definitely some tough times.
And if you could give my audience just like a little understanding, and then we're going to talk about your book a little bit. What are some things, especially if they're dealing with heart disease right now, or if they want to prevent heart disease, like what are some of the things? And so you're saying, okay, let's not do statins. I just found out from Dr. Artis, statins are made from like venom. Is that correct?
I'm not aware that statins are made from venom. I don't know anything about that. You know,
maybe I might have that confused with something else, but I thought that's what he said. Like there's a lot of medications made from venom of like snakes and stuff. I'm like, what? But so what are some alternatives that we could do to help strengthen our heart, especially if we're in the middle of heart disease?
Well, the way that we our methodology at Natural Heart Doctor is called the 100-year heart method. And what we use is the concept and that method of eat well, live well, think well, test, don't guess, evidence-based supplements and biohacking strategies. So give the body what it needs, take away what it doesn't. You know, eating the right foods, avoiding the wrong foods, living the healthy lifestyle, sleep, sunshine, physical activity, avoiding environmental toxins and pollutants, chiropractic care, holistic dental care, and then finding the happy place. You know, this just, you know, your purpose, your gratitude, your passion, your community, your spirituality. Focusing on all those things is really going to be critical. The pharmaceutical model just does not work. The Americans take the most amount of drugs in the world, far and away, and our life expectancy is into our mid-70s. Clearly, it's not working. We're the home of the 100-year hearts and the 100-year lifestyle, and those are the teachings that we do. And you're not going to get there with a pharmaceutical product. It's not going to be aspirin. It's not going to be diabetes drugs, weight loss drugs. It's not going to be different, surgeries, and it's certainly not going to be vaccines. It's going to be through that methodology of eat well, live well, think well. And that's a lot of the stuff that I talk about in my book. You know, the book's called The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. Anybody who wants a free copy, you just pay shipping, go to freeheartbook.com. And over at freeheartbook.com, you get a copy of the book. We'll send it out to you. Great gift, you know, great knowledge base, you know, for people. Paleo, it means ancestral. It means before agrarian times, before agriculture. When we were all hunter-gatherers, and that's the way that we should live our lives. So not only from a food standpoint, but also from a lifestyle standpoint, as it goes back to the importance of sleep and sunshine, which, of course, they vilify. They tell us the sun's dangerous, which is an absolute lie and goes totally against common sense. All plants and all animals are running around outside in the sun. Our ancestors were running around outside in the sun and usually naked. And here we are today. Everybody sits inside on the blue light technology under the artificial lights and they're all dying. So, you know.
Yeah, we get a lot of vitamin D from sunshine. That's
nitric oxide, we get melatonin production, we get energy and a mitochondrial level, so many things that happen. There's a famous video gamer that I've heard of. His name is Ninja. And Ninja, I heard about a couple of weeks ago because Ninja, I think he's like 40 years old, he was diagnosed with melanoma on his foot. Huh. So this is a video gamer who probably never sees the sun, sits in front of the artificial light all day, all night long. I can't even imagine what he eats and stuff like that. And he's got melanoma on his foot. It had nothing to do with sunshine, but it's almost like they want us to be physically and mentally sick. So therefore we can take more of their pills. They want us sick and dumbed down and controlled.
Well, you can't fight back if you're sick and unhealthy, you know? You can't. A sick, unhealthy person cannot fight back against tyranny. They just can't. So if they can entertain us with Hollywood and indoctrinate us through Hollywood, I started watching a movie from 2005. It was supposed to be a comedy. And the first 10, 15 minutes was about homosexuality with straight men. And I was just like, why are we talking about this in this movie? Well, because, you know, they're trying to go after the family unit, and that's one way they could do that. And so they were trying to get these alpha males to do homosexual stuff. And I'm just like, oh, this movie's so gross, and it was supposed to be this comedy. How to turn it? And so they use Hollywood in different ways to indoctrinate us. And they want us dumb, entertained, and lazy so that we can't fight back and know what's going on behind the scenes. And so that's what I appreciate about what you did, standing up for the raw dairy farmer in, I think it was Pennsylvania. Because if they can go after just something small like raw dairy, and you just gave us a lot of good information about some of the health benefits, because the only thing I've ever heard about raw dairy is how harmful it is to the body. And from what you've told me and what I've learned from others, there's so much health benefits for raw dairy. And you made some great points. I mean, we start out, I didn't pasteurize my milk when I was, you know, nursing my babies. And, you know, the ranchers and the farmers, they didn't pasteurize for a very long time. And maybe there was a point in time when there wasn't a lot of cleanliness and that was something that needed to be done. I don't know, because there was lack of refrigeration. Not sure. But you gave us a lot of good points of why we should care about this farmer in Pennsylvania, because it just takes one little step before they really destroy everything, all of our food consumption. Because you're telling us as a heart doctor that we need to eat well. Well, when there's such an attack on the food industry, it's difficult to find the good foods, especially if you live in the city, like most people do. You know, it'd be nice if everyone could buy land and, you know, have a ranch of their own and grow their own food. But unfortunately, most people live in the city. So the easiest thing is to attack our food. So would you say just try to go organic, looking at all the organic stuff, the grass-fed meats? Is that kind of, for those of us that live in the city, you think that's like the best way we could go about eating better?
Yeah, certainly, no matter what diet you follow, make it organic. So get the chemicals out of your food. That's always number one. Number two, try and eat more seafood and free-range grass-fed meats is going to be a good strategy there. And just try, you know, try and be prepared. It's going to be very difficult, you know, going forward. You know, especially once they announce the next pandemic or similar, do you have water? You know, do you have water stored away? Do you have food stored away? What if, you know, in an instant, mm-hmm. They could shock the system. Mm-hmm. They could turn off the power. There could be a cyber attack. And then everyone will be running to grocery stores to buy food or to steal food. It'll be anarchy within minutes. Are you prepared? Why not have, you know, 1 month of, you know, supply of food and water available? So at least, I mean, mm-hmm. at least in that scenario, hopefully things would kind of calm down and come mm-hmm. back into a sense of reality. If it totally digresses into, you know, that, you know, into a Mad Max, you know, film where there's, then we'll see. I mean, the Obamas just came out with that movie, Leave the World Behind. They just told you what's going to happen when there's a cyber attack. They just told you.
It's like they have to tell us.
Yes, they have to tell us. They don't have to tell us. Whatever it is, they just told us. They just told us that it's coming. So what are you going to do? Yeah. Do you have the food? Do you have the water? Do you have a backup generator? You know, listen, when you live in Phoenix, you can pretty much live, you know, the 365 days a year. You could survive. But what do you do if you live in a cold place? What happens if they turn off the power when you live in New York City, my hometown of Chicago, you know, Minnesota, Minneapolis, up in Canada? What, you know, what are you going to do when they shock the system? And
So if people want to get a hold of you, Dr. Wolfson, what is the best way they can reach you?
Yeah, so the best way is to come to the website. Natural Heart Doctor is the website. You'll get tons of free information there. You can find out how to work with me, work with my, our other associate physicians, with our team of health coaches, get a book, take a course. It's all about heart health and wellness. And the beauty of what we do is really is that it's all foundational stuff. So when you eat well, live well, think well, test, don't guess, evidence-based supplements, biohacking strategies, things like sauna and red light therapy and other things, IV therapy, you can help anybody with any condition. So yeah, we're cardiovascular specialists, number one killer worldwide. But we can help anybody and everybody in their situation.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you, Dr. Wilson, for spending time with me today. I really appreciate you.
You got it, Amber. Thank you so much for helping me get the word out.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.